latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Manchester City will not try to sign anybody in January, meaning they could miss out on Netherlands midfielder Frankie de Jong. Apparently, de Jong has agreed a 5-year deal with Barcelona, according to some reports. Not strictly true, that. De Jong has actually said he doesn't mind Barcelona and Ajax discussing a deal, and they're obviously discussing a 5-year deal. The asking price is around about 75 million euros. Barcelona don't want to pay that much. Ajax want plenty of money for their 21-year-old midfielder because everybody's apparently after him. We shall wait and see what's going to happen on that one. But Barcelona seems to have been given the green light to make their first move. But if they can't agree terms, then it'll go somewhere else. Manchester City, Bayern Munich and a host of others are also being linked. Meanwhile, Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola apparently scrapped his squad's day off on Christmas Eve and made them practice corners in extra training sessions. Because all of a sudden the wheels have come right off, haven't they, on the top of the table. City now sitting third behind Liverpool, 6 points, 7 points behind Liverpool, and one behind Spurs. They're desperate to get back to winning ways, and they need to do that at Southampton this weekend. Pep Guardiola will be forced into change due to Fabian Delph's red card last time out, but will no doubt be making a few after another shot defeat last time out, with Benjamin Mendy injured and Alexander Zinchenko is set to fill in left back, while the likes of Nicolas Otamendi and Kyle Walker could also return to the faltering defence. With Fernandinho still likely to miss out, Guardiola must find a solution in midfield with fit again Kevin De Bruyne, David Silva and Bernardo Silva all vying for places. City have won 8 of their last 10 matches against Southampton in all competitions. They will be very keen for that to continue this weekend.